Hello, my name is Mercury, and welcome to this brand episode of Media Fae. Today I am alone, today I'll be discussing the trailer for the second season? No, that's pretty weird to say, but the third season of Star Wars The Bad Batch, which is the first Star Wars series that we're covering in 2024. I almost said 2023. I'm on a roll. I'm just saying bad things. But yeah, no, it is time to talk about the trailer for this season. This is going to be the last time, probably the last time, since it's coming out. It's coming out only 11 days. That's when season 3 is going to come out, but it's only coming in 11 days. So this is probably the last time we're going to talk about a trailer for this series. Saying. But yeah, no, Media Fae has been here to witness the start and finish of The Bad Batch, so we're glad to be here with it as it finishes. Sadly, Dragon will be here to do any correcting on my Star Wars knowledge. I'm not very knowledgeable on the animated side of Star Wars, so if I do get something wrong, pardon me. I have no expert sources to say to corroborate on whatever I say here. So yeah, let's begin. First off, some interesting notes I don't have here on my actual notes. The season 3 will have 15 episodes. Which is shorter than by one. It's one episode, but it's shorter than the first two seasons. Now, it's not something that I see often for like finales that they are shorter than their predecessors. But here, okay. So I don't know. It's pretty weird to see that. Sometimes they're longer, but I think that it's one episode. It might this season should be a lot more focused on the genuine plot at hand. So, yeah. I don't even know what to say. So yeah, it's 15 episodes, a lot less content here. Oh, it's 20 minutes or less of content here. But yeah, it will premiere 3 episodes, so it is going to be a bit shorter, like waiting. But yeah, aside from that, nothing much to say. It's not gonna be like Aftermath or like the first episode of season 1, which is like an hour. It's a full-on movie. Then the first 2 episodes of Spoils of War. Of season 2, which released. They released 2 episodes once, and then 2 more, I think 8. Yeah. Anyway, this will be completely. Oh no! Huh, I see here. So, in season 3. The first 3 episodes are coming out on the 21st, that's pretty obvious. But then, season 7 are coming out on the 13th of March. And 10 and 11 are coming out on the 3rd of April. So it's not going to be as long as it probably would have been, but yeah, I know. This is, This is the that's how it's gonna play out. Aside from that, let's actually start talking about the trailer. We have some returning faces from not only earlier in the series, but from Clone Wars in general. We're gonna get getting to that. So yeah, first up, Captain Retz. We saw Captain Retz, I believe, in season one. I don't think we saw him in season two. I have season two here to corroborate this. Yeah, no, he is not here. Yeah, I don't see him anywhere. I don't see him anywhere on here. But he is in season one. I know that he's in season one. I think it's only one episode that he's in here, but yeah. But yeah, no. So you can see Captain Retz again. He seems to be much more intertwined with the plot than he was in season one. We see him. I'm gonna guess we're gonna see him in much more episodes than we did in season one. I mean, it was one episode, but yeah. Aside from that, I think we're gonna see a lot more. No way, he is in more episodes, got it. But he's on season two. He's in season two. I just saw that. Okay, so he was in season two. I don't know if the audio is good or not. If the Spotify or podcaster is looking kind of rough, but I don't know. Like the audio wavelength, I don't know. I hope it's not that bad. But yeah. We're gonna see Captain Retz again. He's gonna be, I think. The trailer system one is being sort of like, I don't know, like antagonistic, an antagonistic force. Maybe he's gonna be that way. Maybe the Bad Batch just kind of becomes kind of this rogue group. Maybe, I don't know. Next up is only for a brief few seconds. Cad Bane. Cad Bane's gonna be back. To what capacity, we don't really know. He might be fully in a few episodes. Maybe he'll only be in one. I think that's how he was in season one. And I don't think he was in that many episodes of season one. I'm pretty sure it was only like one or two, maybe. But aside from that, I don't think he is. Nothing much to say here. He was there for a few seconds in the trailer, and then he kind of appeared. And next up, I think the biggest reveal of the entire trailer is that Asajj Ventress is coming back. Now, I know Dragon would have loved to give me an explanation as to why I'm wrong about what I'm about to say right now, but I thought Asajj Ventress was dead. I thought she was dead, and that was because I asked him about Asajj Ventress, and I'm like, I thought she, isn't she dead? Isn't she dead? And he said, like, I don't remember what he said, but I believe for so long that Asajj Ventress was dead. So when I saw her in the trailer, I was like, what the fuck is this? It's like, genuinely, like, I didn't expect this character to come back. And now we see her here, and she's there. So yeah, apparently she is going to be taken from, like, she's going to have her appearance aligned with the death of the novel Star Wars Dark Disciple, It was based on like a canceled arc with Asajj Ventress and Quinlan Voss, which was made into into a novel that we got. So this is going to align with that. So this means that this this novel is going is canon. But yeah. So aside from that, like, it's the biggest reveal. Look. So, yeah, Dragon would be absolutely eating my ass about saying that I thought that Asahi French was dead. So apparently she's not dead. And I don't know where she went in Clone Wars, because I haven't gotten, I've gotten season 4. I need to rewatch it, I think. I'm gonna have to rewatch Clone Wars, which is going to take a while. So yeah, there's that. But yeah, I'm surprised seeing Asajj Ventress here, and it's pretty weird seeing a character like this here. We've only seen a few Jedi in the entire. Well, I mean, she's not a Jedi, but she has a lightsaber. She has a yellow lightsaber in this in the trailer, and probably obviously in the series. So I don't know if that's something that happened in the novel. I don't know if that is something that was stated in the novel that she got the lightsaber from somewhere. I guess she got a yellow kyber crystal from somewhere. I don't know. Let me look at this article. Hold on. Wait, shit. Ah, beautiful. I love articles, man. Say anything. Why doesn't it say anything about the Oh, so she apparently okay, so it says here on this article that she fell in love with Krillin Voss and then she sacrificed herself to save him from Dooku. And then her official entry and so that wasn't the end of Asajj's story. So she apparently died. So it was like she apparently died and now she isn't dead. Wow. I love when Ms. Tumbers brings back characters just to oh my god. Sorry you heard. Yeah, so she has that going for her, I guess. So and it brings me back, not bring me back, but it brings me to my next point. Our next point is speculation, and the first one is how will they fit these characters together? It's a very wild cast of characters. Now Cad Bane definitely fits in the grand scheme of things with with the Bad Batch. Captain America also, but Asajj Ventress is a very weird character to bring back. So yeah, it's interesting. I'm willing to see how they do all of this. I'm hoping that they don't do as much like filler episodes. So maybe I hope that the things we see here do further the plot, and it's not that there's just a Sasha Ventress just because we want a Sasha Ventress to be in the show. I hope that it's as much more meaning that behind it than what we see, than like superficially, because we saw in the last two seasons. One of my biggest complaints about the last two seasons is it has, I think, a bit too much filler, especially season one has way too much filler and not enough like substance. That's one of my main gripes about season one. Season two kind of levied that, but not. I don't think it's as. I don't think it did it as well. It did it better, but yeah, I know. I feel like it still needs. It could still improve on that. So hopefully these characters aren't just introduced for the sake of them being in the show and then want to do an arc about them, because this isn't like Clone Wars. This isn't an anthology. You have to do something with these characters. You have to have a plot. So yeah. Next up, what does the Empire want of Omega? This is something that's been kind of weirding. I know that they want her because she's one of the last pure clones that's willing to one of the last few pure clones of Jango Fett that are willing to cooperate. As I'm not sure Boba Fett is willing to cooperate with any of these guys. But yeah, I'm interested to see what the Emperor wants officially with Omega, because this show is supposed to be the origin of the Stormtroopers. Like, they get rid of cloning. Like, this is the show where it shows why the Empire got rid of cloning. And they have clones, and they want Omega, who is a clone. I don't know if they use clones. And, oh wait, they do use clones. Oh my, no. Fuck. I just remembered. Oh no. Everyone must be screaming at me, because I just realized. Oh, they don't use clones. Yes, they do. Snoke. Oh my god. Is this gonna... I think I might have said this before, but are they setting up Snoke? Is this what the show is gonna be setting up? Are they setting up Snoke? Because like Mandalorian season 3, I thought that they did the clone. So is this setting up? Is this like a setup for Mandalorian season 3? Is that what's going on here? Because Mandalorian season 3 had clones. So maybe it's a setup for Snoke and Mandalorian season 3. Are they gonna connect these? I don't know. I just realized that. Holy shit. Like, Moff Gideon had clones of him, of himself. And there's the whole, like, Shadow Empire stuff. Oh! Oh my god. I just realized that. Holy shit. But yeah, no. Okay. I'm like, well, what is up with Omega? Duh, they want Snoke and they... Oh my god. Well, if at some point they reveal, like, I don't know, Project Smoke, Snoke in that, oh my god. Why would Disney waste money on setting up the sequel trilogy when we damn right know they don't want to return to that? We have Dave Filoni's movie. We have Dave Filoni's movie. I don't know if it's Dave Filoni or Jon Favreau. I don't remember. But we have that, which is gonna be the big theatrical conclusion of the Disney Plus shows, minus like Andor. I don't think they're gonna bring anything back from Andor. I know that Ahsoka had what was her name? Is it? Was it what I'm thinking of? Jenna. Yeah, I had Genevieve O'Reilly, which played Mon Mothma in Ahsoka and Andor, which is really, really weird because she is she looks like that's like what 20? No, I want to say 20 years. Maybe. Let me see Star Wars timeline. Hold on. Oh my god! What the fuck is this? No. Hey, Andor. I can't see this shit. Oh no, Andor and Ahsoka are like 4 years apart. It feels like it's longer. If they're 4 years apart, are you kidding me? Huh. Yeah, Andor and Ahsoka are 4 years apart, which is kind of insane. But yeah, no, I was like, why doesn't she look older? Well, she is older. She's 4 years older. But yeah. So yeah, moving on. Who are the Imperial clones? Because now that I probably remembered that they're gonna use it for Snoke and Moff Gideon and all that shit. Why would they have clones already? Like, is it just to prove it? Like, we have okay. The clone we saw, I don't remember her name, but the clone we saw in last season, that we knew, that we got a big reveal that she was a clone. Is it really going to, like, are they gonna matter? I mean, obviously they're gonna matter, but is this going to go anywhere? I mean, yeah, but I don't know. I just don't see it going anywhere, which is kind of bizarre to think about. I don't think it's gonna go anywhere, but it probably is going to go somewhere because they have this shit going on. So yeah, I can't wait to see what they do with the Imperial clones. Hopefully. It's hopefully something interesting. Because Star Wars has had too much just stuff going nowhere. But I mean, unlike Marvel, they're gonna have a payoff. We just don't know where or when, but yeah. So let's see what they do with the Imperial clones. This is the last season, so I don't know if they're gonna do too much of that. But you know. Next up, my final point. What is the fate of Clone Force 99, the Bad Batch? Now, after this point, we have never seen the Bad Batch return. That is pretty. Yeah, that is. That's most certain. Between Bad Batch and Solo, there's at least like 8 to 9 years. Which Solo is the next point in the timeline after Revenge of the Sith. That's 9 years. We haven't seen them again. Like they're not there. So Rebels. Rebels, we saw like clones, but the Bad Batch wasn't there. Honestly, I really hope that they don't die, but I'm honestly maybe they will, or maybe they won't. Maybe we'll see them later on the line. I don't think they're gonna be alive by like Mandalorian time, but they might. I don't know. We'll see them again, but yeah. Definitely, we're gonna see Omega again. No, it's most certainly we're gonna see Omega again. She's probably going to be in, like, the New Republic era. Certainly, she's probably gonna steal it, but I don't know about the Bad Batch. And it's acting to really feel bad by the end of the series. But yeah, I don't know. So yeah, I'm excited, but I'm like, I hope nothing bad happens. We've been here since the start, and I can't wait to see how it ends, but I hope it doesn't end too badly. So yeah, aside from that, nothing much to say. I'm really excited. Yeah. So yeah, what do you guys think about the trailer for Bad Batch Season 3? Leave in the comments below. Anyways, that's really about it. Follow me, follow Media Faye on @media_Faye on Twitter, @DEAEntertainment, without the E at the end, on Twitter, Media Buffet on Spotify, @DEAEntertainment on YouTube, and I already said the Twitter handle, so fuck. Oh yeah, and Media Faye, @MediaBuffetYT/MediaFayeBonus on YouTube, where we post bonus content for me, @MercurySCheese on Twitter, @MercurySC on YouTube, and MercurySCheese on Twitch. I have no idea if I put something up again, but yeah. Also, I don't remember. I guess you guys can follow me at MercurySC, or not really follow me, but find me MercurySC on AO3, Archive of our own, and I think it's also MercurySC on Fanfiction. I will be posting stories on there soon. And there's already Pokemon Heroes Aftermath on there, not the full version, but the rewritten version, which I am working on Chapter 3. Just wait, goddammit, I know it's been almost a year, but I'm working on it. I hope to have it all by April. So yeah, that's about it. See ya.